Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Golder, and today we're on Maseches Pesachim Daf Tzadik Beis, the last daf in the 8th parak Ha'isha and the beginning of the 9th parak Misha Haya. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis states, Onan Tovu Va'Ochos Pischul Erev Avlo B'Kadshim, an Onan immerses and eats his Pesach after nightfall on the day of the death of his close relative, but may not partake of other kachim on that night. The Gemara asks what the reason is for permitting to eat the Pesach when the kachim answers, Kesavra Aninas Delayel Durabanan. It's because our Mishnah holds that the state of Aninas on the night following the death is only a Durabanan. In the case of the Pesach, the Rabban did not establish the Gezerah in the face of the mitzvah, which carries with it a penalty of Karas. But in the case of other kachim, where eating them is only a mitzvah's Aseh, they did establish their Gezerah. Pointing to the Mishnah states, Gershnis Gair Be'er Pesach, a ger who converted on Erev Pesach, Beishamai say, Tova Ba'oichos Pischol Erev, he immerses and eats his Pesach that night, and Beis Hillel say, a porch min orla, ka porch min a kever. One who separates from his orla is as one who separates from the grave. Rashi explains that he must go through the purification process of waiting 7 days and having Hazah done on the 3rd and 7th day. Rabbi Baruch Chana said in the Nimr Yochanan that the Malchokas was only with regard to an Arl Nachri who converted Erev Pesach. Beis Hillel hold, they enacted this decree lest in the coming year becomes Tamei from a maze, and he'll say to himself, well, didn't I immerse last year in Erev Pesach and eat the Pesach despite being exposed to the tomb of a maze? Now too, I'll immerse by day and eat the Pesach by night despite being a Tamei maze. And he'll not realize that in the previous year he was not subject to Tumas HaMeis because he was a Nachri. Beis Shammai says they did not enact this decree. They do agree that an Arl Yisrael that had Mila Erev Pesach immerses and eats the Pesach at night. And point number three, the opening mission of the 9th parak states, Mishia Tamei or Bederech Rechoka, one who was Tamei or on a distant road on the afternoon of the 14th when the Pesach was shechted, Belasis Arishon, he didn't offer the first Pesach, Yasis Hasheni, he must offer the Pesach Sheni. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amarayim in a case where one was on a distant road too far away to arrive in time to shecht the Pesach himself, and others shechted it and did Zrikas Adam on his behalf. Rav Nachman says, Hurtza, acceptance of the Pesach is affected, and he's potter for bringing a Pesach Sheni. And Rav Shesha says, well, Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, and he must bring a Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara explains that according to Rav Nachman, who holds Hurtza, acceptance is affected because Mechasu Dechas Rachman Olav, the Torah simply took pity on him for not being able to reach Yerushalayim in time and offered him a second chance. But if he did manage to participate in the first Pesach by having someone shechted for him, Tavo Olav Racha, let him be blessed. Rav Sheshes, who holds Lord's acceptance is not affected, Mitcha Dachi Rachman Katame, the Torah barred him from the first Pesach just as it barred a Tame from the Pesach. The Gemara continues with each Amora bringing support for his position. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission on the bottom of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis states, Onan Tovu Va'Ochos Pischol Erev Avlo B'Kadshim. An Onan immerses and eats his Pesach after nightfall on the day of the death of his close relative, but may not partake of other Kadshim on that night. The Gemara asks what the reason is for permitting him to eat the Pesach but not other Kadshim, and answers, Kasavra Aninas Dalayel Durabanan. It's because our Mishnah holds that the state of Aninas on the night following the death is only the Rabbanan. So in the case of the Pesach, the Rabbanan did not establish the Gezerah in the face of the mitzvah, which carries with it a penalty of Karas. But in the case of other Kadshim, where eating them is only a mitzvah's Aseh, they did establish their Gezerah. Point number two, the Mishnah states, Gershni's Gair Be'er Pesach, a Ger who converted on Pesach, Beis Shammai say, Tovu Va'Ochos Pischol Erev. He immerses and eats his Pesach that night. And Beis Hillel say, a porch min orla, ka porch min a kever. One who separates from his orla is as one who separates from the grave. Rashi explains that he must go through the purification process of waiting 7 days and having a zah done on the 3rd and 7th day. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said in the Nimr of Yochanan that the Machlokus was only with regard to an Arl Nachri who converted Erev Pesach. Beis Hillel hold, they enacted this decree lest in the coming year he becomes Tamei from a maze. And I'll say to himself, didn't I not immerse last year on Erev Pesach and eat the Pesach despite being exposed to the tomb of a maze? So now too, I'll immerse by day and eat the Pesach by night despite being a Tamei maze. And he'll not realize in the previous year he was not subject to Tumas Ameis because he was a Nachri. Beis Shammai say they did not enact this decree. They do agree that an Arl Yisrael that had Mila or Pesach immerses and eats a Pesach at night. And point number three, the opening mission on the 9th parak states, Mishayo Tamei or Bederech Rechoka, one who was Tamei or on a distant road on the afternoon of the 14th, when the Pesach was shechted, Belasis Arishon, and did not offer the first Pesach, Yasis Hasheni, must offer the Pesach Sheni. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amarayim in a case where one was on a distant road too far to arrive in time to shecht the Pesach himself, and others shechted it and did Zrikas Adam on his behalf. So Rav Nachman says, Hurtza, acceptance of the Pesach is affected, and he's punted from bringing a Pesach Sheni. And Rav Shesha says, Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, and he must bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara explains, according to Rav Nachman, who holds Hurtza, acceptance is affected because Michas hu dechas rachmanov, the Torah simply took pity on him for not being able to reach Yerushalayim in time and offer him a second chance. But if he did manage to participate in the first Pesach by having someone shechted for him, tabarov lebracha, let him be blessed. Rav Sheshes, who holds Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, Midcha dachi rachmana katame, the Torah barred him from the first Pesach just as it barred a tame from the Pesach. The Gemara continues with each Amora bring support for his position. All right, so now we go to Simber Dav Tzadi Beis, and our standard simon is a tzav, a turtle. A turtle, so here goes. The onen who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles felt bad that the ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him and didn't know if he was doing shechita and zrika for his friend stuck on a distant road would exempt his friend from a Pesach Sheini. Once again, it's a motion. The onen who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, that must be more daf tzadi beis, tzav. The onen who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling the mikveh full of turtles, which reminds us, the next mission at the bottom of Daf Tzadi Alpha and Beis states that an onen immerses and eats his Pesach after nightfall on the day of the death of his close relative, but may not partake of other kachim on that night. And the Gemara asks what the reason is for permitting to eat the Pesach but no other kachim. And the answer is, Kasabra Aninas Dalayo de Rabbanin. It's because our Mishnah holds that the state of Aninas on the night following the death is only the Rabban. So in the case of the Pesach, the Rabban did not establish the Gezerah in the face of a mitzvah which carries with it a penalty of Karas. But in the case of other Kachim, where eating them is only a mitzvah zaseh, they did establish their Gezerah. So the Onen, who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, felt bad that the Ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him. Which reminds the Mishnah states that a ger shenis gar be'erev Pesach, a ger converted on erev Pesach, Beisham may say that he may immerse and eat his Pesach that night. And Beisila says a porch min orla, ka porch min a kever. One who separates from his orla is as one who separates from the grape. Rashi explains that he must go through the purification process of waiting 7 days and having hazad done on the 3rd and 7th day. Rabbi Burachan had said in the Rabbi Yochanan that Melchuk's was only regarded to an orla nachri who converted erev Pesach. Beisila hold, they enacted this decree lest in the coming year he becomes tummy from a mace and he'll say to himself, did I not immerse last year on erev Pesach and eat of the Pesach despite being exposed to the tomb of a mace? Now too, I'll immerse by day and eat the Pesach by night despite being a tummy mace. And I'll not realize that in the previous year he wasn't subject to tumas a mace because he was a nachri. Beishamay say they did not enact this decree. They do agree that an Ar Yisrael that had meal erev Pesach immerses and eats the Pesach at night. So the Onen, who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, felt bad that the ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him, and didn't know if his doing shechita and zrika for his friend stuck on a distant road would exempt his friend from a Pesach Sheni. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas and marayim in a case where one was on a distant road too far to arrive in time to shecht the Pesach himself, and others shechted it and did zrika's adam on his behalf. Rav Nachman says, Hurtza, acceptance of the Pesach is affected, and he's putter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. And Rav Shesha says, Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, and he must bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara explains that according to Rav Nachman, who holds Hurtza, acceptance is affected because the Torah simply took pity on him for not being able to reach Yerushalayim in time and offered him a second chance. But if he did manage to participate in the first Pesach by having someone shechted for him, Tabor Lavracha, let him be blessed. Rav Shesha, who holds Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, holds that the Torah barred him from the first Pesach just as it barred a Tame from the Pesach. The Gemara continues with each Amora bringing support for his position. So once again, the Onen who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling the mikveh full of turtles felt bad that the Ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him and didn't know if his doing Shechita and Zrika for his friend stuck on a distant road would exempt his friend from a Pesach Sheni. All right, now it's time for a 4-blot back Chazara. Daf Peches. So the symbol for Daf Peches is a Pach, a garbage can. So here goes. The parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans. Garbage cans? That must be more daf peches. Pach. The parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans as they went up to the house of Jacob, which reminds us. Rabbi Elazar said, what's the meaning of the pas of Halchu Amim Rabim? For Amru L'chuv Na'alel Har Hashem El Beis El Kei Yaakov. Many peoples will go and say, come and let's go up to the mountain of Hashem, to the house of the God of Yaakov. Why does it specify the God of Yaakov and not of Avram Yitzchak? Rather, the pasuk teaches that the base of Mikdash is not like the description found by Avram, of whom it's written a har, a mountain. It's not like the description found by Yitzchak, where it was written a sada, a field. Rather, it's like the description found in the context of Yaakov, called it a house, as it stated, V'yikra Shem HaMakom Ahu Beis Kel. He named that place the house of God. So the parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans as they went up to the house of Jacob stopped to watch a father shech the Pesach for his kids, wife, and slaves. Which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce that the Pesach states, sell a bais, a lamb for a household. This teaches that a person can bring a Pesach and shecht it for his minor son or daughter and for his Eved Kanani and Shivcha Kananis, ben Madaitin, ben Shul Madaitin, whether with their consent or without their consent. However, one cannot shech the Pesach for his adult son or daughter, or for his Eved Ivri or Ami Ivriya, or for his wife, except with their consent. Although adult children and Hebrew slaves are currently being supported by the master of the household, they can choose instead to support themselves. Hence, they're not defined as household members in this context. And Rashi explains that a wife has the right to refuse support from her husband and support herself by keeping her handiwork for her own livelihood. So the parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans as they went up the house of Jacob stopped to watch the father shech the Pesach for his kids, wife, and slaves, while another Eved leading a lamb and a kid and who had a worried look on his face passed by. Which reminds me, the next Mishnah states that if a master told his Eved to shech the certain animal as a Pesach for him, and the Eved forgot if it was a lamb or a kid, and shechach rabu ma'amrula, and if his master also forgot what he had told him, and both animals had been shechted, both animals go to the base of Sreif at the place of burning, and both the master and the Eved are punished from having to make a Pesach sheni. Rashi explains that since it's not known which Pesach is the master's and which is the slave's, they can't be eaten because the Pesach is only eaten by those who are registered on it. At the same time, since a specific offering belonged to each one of them, the Shkita and the Zrika were performed for his respective owner and is valid, exempting them from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Daf Peites, the Simur Peites, is a pot. We use a chalm pot. So here goes. At the annual first brother to get to the chalm pot in Yerushalayim race, chalm pot, that must be one Daf Peites. At the annual first brother to get to the chalm pot in Yerushalayim race, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, if one says to his sons, I'll shech the Pesach for the first one of you to go up to Yerushalayim, as soon as the first one put his head and the greater part of his body inside the city, Zacha Bechelku Mezaka es Echav Imo, he acquires his portion and gains portions for his brothers along with him. The Gemara infers from here that Yesh Brera, there's retroactive determination, and therefore, although the father did not know which son to register at the time of the Shechita, it's valid. Rabbi Yochanan rejected this inference and said, Kedei Lazarzim B'mitzvahs Ka'amar. The father said this to his sons only to be mazars them in the performance of mitzvahs, but in fact, he had registered all of them. So at the annual first brother to get to the chalm pot in Yerushalayim race, one of the brothers withdrew his registration before they shechted the lamb. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nimni Mimoshkin es yedem yimenu ad shiyashached. People can be registered for the Pesach or withdraw from it until it's shechted. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, ad shiyazarek es adam, until the Kohen does rik es adam. Abai said the Malchokas only applies to withdrawing from it. For the Rabbanim maintained that the Pasuk Miyos said they withdraw from being for a lamb is interpreted as teaching that one can only withdraw Mechayuse de Se from the life of the lamb, meaning while it's still alive. Rabbi Shimon interprets the Pasuk Mehavayase de Se from the circumstances of the lamb, meaning as long as the avod is still being performed with it. So at the annual first brother to get to the chalm pot in Yerushalayim race, one of the brothers withdrew his registration before they shechted the lamb, because he knew the other brothers would tell him to leave and eat on his own because he had refined hands. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, B'nei chabur shehu yadav shel echo mehen yafos. If one of the members of a group has refined hands, which Rashi explains is a euphemism, and it means in this case that he's eating larger amounts of food faster than the other members of the group, can they tell him, take your due portion and leave? The Gemara concludes that they can and say to him, when we accepted you, we only did so to rectify the carbon, which Rashi explains to mean that they only invited him so that nothing would be left over and be disqualified as noser, but they judged that he would eat the same as the other people. Dav Tzadi, so the Simur Dav Tzadi is at Tzedakah Box. So here goes. The pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset he'd have to rely on collections from the Tzedakah Box. Tzedakah Box? That must mean one Dav Tzadi. The pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the Pesach states, V'im yimat habayis miyos meseh, if the household is too small for a lamb, then others should also be registered for it. This is interpreted to mean that if one cannot afford the items needed for the lamb, he may sell portions of it and thereby sustain the lamb from the proceeds of the lamb. The Tanakhama says he may only sell for things required for eating the lamb, but not for other purchases. Rashi explains it can be sold to purchase firewood. Rebbe says he may sell it even to have money required for other purchases. That is, that if one does not have enough money for his personal needs, he may register another person with him, and the monies that come into his possession are chum, because it's on these terms that Jews are makdish their Pesach offerings in the first place. This means that one who designates an animal as a Pesach retains it as property so that he can sell it for whatever purposes he likes. So the pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset he'd have to rely on collections from the Tzedakah Box for his matzah and maror, which reminds us there's a Malchokas Rabbi and Rebbe Zer regarding the dispute between the Tanakhama and Rebbe. One holds that everybody agrees that one can sell portions of the Pesach for the purposes of buying wood, since it's for the preparations of the Pesach. They disagree regarding purchasing matzah and maror. The Rabbanim prohibit it because they hold it's a different act of eating. Whereas Rebbe permits it since it renders a Pesach fit for eating, it's viewed like the Pesach itself. The other one holds that everybody agrees that one may sell portions for matzah and maror. Since these foods render the Pesach fit for eating, they're viewed like the Pesach itself. They disagree with regard to someone who needs money with which to buy a shirt or a cloak. So the pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset that he'd have to rely on collections from the tzedakah box for his matzah and maror. When all of a sudden someone, Tami from a sheret, said he could have his, since his Pesach was pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Which reminds, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, we shech the Pesach and throw its blood for a tefil yom and a mechusar kippurim, but we don't do someone who's a Tami from a sheretz. Ua said, we do shech the Pesach and throw its blood for someone Tami from a sheretz. The Gemara goes through a lengthy analysis to explain, according to Rav, what the difference is between a tefil yom, who will be fit to partake of the Pesach by nightfall, and the one who's Tami from a sheretz, who will also be fit by nightfall. Daf Tzadi Av. So the symbol Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. The prisoner standing under the exit sign. Exit sign? That must mean Ron Daf Tzadi Aleph. The prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that we may shech the Pesach for people that might become unfit to partake of the carbon when the time comes to eat it, if they're presently fit to eat it now. But we don't shech the Pesach for them alone out of concern that they may become unfit and invalidate the Pesach. Rather, they may bring it in partnership with others. Rabbi Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the prisoner that this only applies with regard to a prison of Nachrim, since they cannot be trusted to keep their word. But if he's held in a Jewish prison, we may shech the Pesach for him alone. Since he promised him release, they'll surely release him, as it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael yasu avlo yedavru chazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not perform iniquity and will not speak lies. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously waiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a Pesach can be shechted for a single individual. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot, whereas Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara brings a brayso to the Tot. Where do we know that we cannot shech the Pesach for a single individual? The Torah states, Osucho isbochas a Pesach ba'achet sha'arecha. You may not shech the Pesach in one of your cities. Rashi explains that the superfluous word ba'achet in one is referring to one who wishes to bring a Pesach on his own. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, if a single individual is able to eat it, which Rashi explains means a kazais, then it shechted for him. Rabbi Yossi learns from that pasuk that the prohibition of shechting a Pesach on a bamas yachid only applies during a period of iser bamas. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach, while a group of women were being told they had to offer theirs as part of a group. Which reminds us, there's a three machlokes regarding women bringing the Pesach. Rav Yudah says, for a woman on Pesach Rishon, we can check for her alone since it's a chiyuv, but on Pesach Sheni, we make her an adjunct to a group of others, since a Pesach Sheni for her is only a reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is chayv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so that in both cases, the Pesach may be brought for her alone. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman may only be part of a group of others for Pesach Rishon, since it's only a reshus, and she may not be part of a Pesach Sheni at all, even as a reshus. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which of the one that the father who had his sons race to Yerushalayim to see who could be mezak in the carbon did so kedei lezarzam b'mitzvos? That's on Daf Peites. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that Jewish prisons keep to their word and let people out when they say they will? That's on Daf Tzadi Alef. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the rooftops and the upper stories of both Yerushalayim and the Azor were not consecrated, so the Chabura ate the Pesach on the ground and after the meal sang Hallel on the rooftops? That's on Daf Pevav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we machokas regarding a woman's chiyuv for a Pesach Rishon and Sheni? That's on Daf Tzadi Alef. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we, what is done in the case where both the master and the eved forgot which animal is meant to be shechted as a Pesach? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we machokas Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes whether Shchita and Zrika done on behalf of someone stuck on a distant road will exempt him from a Pesach Sheni? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we machok is whether one person may bring a Pesach? That's on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we an Onan Kentovo and Edis Pesach night? Because the Tana of the Mishnah holds they were not Gozer Aninas Balila in light of an Issacharis. That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn how Rav Huna Braid Rav Nassan explained his behavior to his host regarding reclining on the couch and drinking the cup of wine? That's on Daf Pevav. Good. And number 10, which daf do machokas beisham beisol whether a ger that converted erev Pesach can eat the Pesach at night? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do the godless of Tamar not embarrassing Yehuda? That's on Daf Mem Gimel and Brachos. Good. Number two. What shall do in that one who does not relieve himself when he should, while either develop bad breath or some say body odor? That's on Daf. Pei Beis and Shavuos. Good. And number three. What shall do in about four cases where there is no standard shear? That's on Daf. Lamed and Erev and Exonar. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.